What's a scam that's become so normalized that we don't even realize it's a scam anymore?
Art contests. Easiest way to tell is that if you look at your contract, almost all of them have you sign away all your rights explicitly. A lot of them have you signing away your rights to posting on social media, to owning it, to printing it, to doing anything with it. You give it all to the company. Which means that even technically, some of these you're not allowed to put in your portfolio. They are explicitly given to this company. There are two main art contest scams that I'm seeing these days. The first one is scams that are trying to get free art. Those ones are usually like, design our logo, and if you win, we'll give you money. Usually that prize money sounds pretty exciting to individual or smaller artists, but realistically, these companies would pay so much more money to a design company to actually design their logo. This is their way to try to get hundreds, if not thousands, of submissions while paying only for one final design. If they really wanted to give opportunities to smaller artists, they would ask for portfolio submissions and then pick the winner from the portfolio submissions and ask them to design the logo for them. I think a lot of people have caught on to this scam and realized that it's a scam, and not as many companies do this anymore, but I still see it occasionally. The second art contest scam, and I'm seeing it a lot more these days, is one where they're trying to drum up cheap promo. Has there ever been a new TV show or movie that's come out and all of a sudden there seems to be so much fan art of it, all of your friends are drawing it? You see that and you think, I guess I gotta watch this too now. It's called organic promotion, and it is the best kind of promotion you can get because it's free and it accesses so many people. And I'm not immune to this either. I mean, when people make fan art of my work, like, I definitely feel super warm and fuzzy inside. It means that it's so good that people are reacting to it on their free time. That's amazing. Anyway, companies see that and they think, how can I harness that? How can I do that? How can I recreate this? And that's what fan art contests are. Usually how this starts is the company will hire a handful of artists to actually make promotional work for them. And I'm making up these numbers, but we'll say that they'll hire 10 to 15 artists and give them $1,000 each to make some original piece of fan art. And usually they're targeting artists who have some kind of bigger social media following themselves. Then the company will take those 10 to 15 pieces of art that they have paid for and encourage other people to make fan art in a contest. And then usually the prize money for the contest is like $500. Again, they're paying the contest winner less than the individuals that they paid to start the promotion. And just as an asterisk, I am in no way dunking on any of the artists that accept the money to be part of these campaigns. You genuinely can't know what an individual artist's situation is. I know a lot of artists' friends who are actually supporting parents. So be kind and chill to individuals, but of course you should take a giant shit on scammy companies. They usually try to make the prize seem exciting, like, oh, if you win, then we'll post your stuff all over our social media. You get the idea that you might get future work from them if you win this contest, but the truth of the matter is, they're not interested in hiring you in the future. None of these contests are interested in helping you get future work. They're just trying to figure out how to help themselves. A company looking out for itself is fine, that's what you expect from a company, but for them to be lying and making it seem that it's really about you, that's not great. Contests used to argue that they were a great way to be seen, but honestly, nowadays it's better to just post consistently on social media. These are three pieces that I made for myself, and I post on social media, and these are the ones that consistently get me the most work. These are the ones that people reach out to me the most saying, I want something like this. If you still want to participate in one of these contests, go for it. Absolutely no shame. Just be aware that they are not looking out for you.